السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. We've been discussing brotherhood and friendship, and the very last part of the discussion was about the people that we are recommended to choose as our brothers and sisters in faith, as our friends. And now we want to study the hadith about those people that we should try to keep distance from them, not to be choosing them as our friends. If you remember, a group of people that we were recommended to choose as brothers were intelligent, rational, wise, thoughtful people. So now, naturally, a group that we are supposed to keep distance from them are the people who are not intelligent, the people who are not people of understanding. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Iyyaka was-suhbat al-ahmaq al-kadhib." Afwan, ahmaq al-kadhab. Be careful to avoid friendship of a person who is fool and tells lies without hesitation. Kadhab means he tells lots of lies. Then Imam himself explains the reason. فَإِنَّهُ يُرِيدُ نَفْعَكَ فَيَضُرُّكَ. When you have a friend who is not intelligent, who doesn't understand, he wants to benefit you, but he harms you. So even if he honestly wants to help you, because he is not a person who has understanding, he is not a wise person, so he gives you bad advice, he wants to say something about you to help you, then people would laugh about you and, you know, would lose their trust in you. فَإِنَّهُ يُرِيدُ نَفْعَكَ فَيَضُرُّكَ. He wants to help you, but he would harm you. وَيُقَرِّبُ مِنْكَ الْبَعِيدِ. He would make something which is far look to you to be near. Perhaps it means that when he is giving you advice, those things which are not realistic and are not achievable, he make you do them because he describes them in the way that you think these are things that you can manage. وَيُبَعِدُ مِنْكَ الْقَرِيبِ. But those things which are likely and possible and you can do them easily, then he would discourage you. This is one interpretation. Another interpretation is to say that it means that those who are around you, he would scatter them. So he would send them away from you. And those who are not your real associates, he brings them towards you. There can be two interpretations for this. إِنْ اَتَمَنْتَهُ خَانَكَ. If you trust him and choose him as your trustee, he would betray because he's kazzab. وَإِنْ اَتَمَنَكَ أَهَانَكَ. And if he trusts you, you would lose your honor. If says, you know, I trust you, then people say there must be a problem in this person. You know the story of a person that went to some doctor, some hakim, as they used to call hakim for those who were able to give the medicine of the soul and body together. So they asked him, what do you want? He said, I want some medicine for madness. They told him, you are a very good person and there is no sign of madness in you. Why you ask for such medicine? He said, when I was coming on the street, a mad person looked at me and smiled. So it means that he must have some resemblance between me and him. So a mad person would not enjoy someone unless there is a branch of madness in him. So I am worried now. So if you are trusted by such person, you would lose your credit. In tamannaka ahanaka, then you would lose your honor. وَإِنْ حَدَّثَكَ كَذِبَكَ, if he speaks to you, he would tell you lie. وَإِنْ حَدَّثْتَهُ كَذَّبَكَ, and if you speak to him, he would reject and deny. وَأَنْتَ مِنْهُ بِمَنْزَلَةِ السَّرَابِ الَّذِي يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ مَاءً حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَهُ لَمْ يَجِدْهُ شَيْئًا. You, with respect to him, are like a person who is thirsty. Imagine you are thirsty, it's a hot day, you are walking in a desert, so you have mirage, you see like water. You go towards it, then there is no water. You go further, again you see no water. In this way, not only you get water, you also would lose more energy. So such friends are not good friends. They are like mirage. You think they are going to benefit you and they are going to quench your thirst, but they are not going to help you at all. Another group of people that we should avoid are those people that have a worldly, materialistic intention and motivation behind their friendship. Again, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, and it is amazing how Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam have gone into every corner of our life and have given us these advices. Just about brotherhood and friendship, we have so many hadiths and so many details. And if we really follow the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, then we would not have any problem in personal or social life. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Ihdhar an tu'akhiya man aradaka li tam'in aw khawfin aw maylin aw lil akli washurb." Be careful not to choose as your brothers and sisters someone who wants you because he wants to gain something from you, something worldly. Not he wants to gain knowledge from you, that's okay. Not he wants to gain wisdom from you, that's okay. No, he wants to gain something worldly, materialistic from you. Or he has fear. The motivation is he wants to get rid of his fear. He needs support, he comes to you. Or for eating and drinking. He wants to go to restaurant, he is looking for someone to go with him to restaurant. He wants to go to pub, he's looking for someone to go to pub. He wants to socialize, he's looking for someone. It's not really friendship. وَطُلُبْ مُؤَخَاتَ الْأَتْقِيَا وَلَوْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ. This part we had it before. Try to be looking for and befriending pious people, even if this requires to go to the darkness of the earth, if you have to go into the caves, if you have to go into far and remote places, you have to do that to find such people. وَإِنْ أَفْنَيْتَ عُمْرَكَ فِي طَلَبِهِمْ, even if you spend your life in finding such people. So we have to be careful. Why this person is showing interest to me? Why this person is offering me to be together, to go out? You have to be careful. Another group of people I skipping some of the cases because our time is very short and we have to cover many things in the next few nights. Another group of people are those people who are sinful. Sometimes people have this idea. They say, I want to be friend with this person. Whether he's saying his prayer or not, it's between him and God. Whether he's fasting or not, it's between him and God. He looks a nice person, so I can be his friend, and I don't bother about what he's doing in his relation with God. Whether he's a religious person or not, it's not my business. It seems he's a nice person. He really wants to be my friend. He doesn't want to harm me, so I don't bother. But this is very risky. Because if someone has no hesitation to disobey God, to rebel against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how you can trust such person? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this person and has given him his life, his youth, his energy, his money, everything is from Allah, and he is not listening to Allah, he's not observing the rights of Allah. How can a person who doesn't observe the rights of his Lord then all of a sudden become an honest person that observes all your rights? It's very difficult. If you want to marry, if you want to choose someone as a partner in business, if you want to choose a friend, look for people that in their relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are obedient, they observe rights of Allah. I am not saying religious people are necessarily always good people, because even there are people that are good with the relation with Allah, but not with people, unfortunately. Maybe there are people who pray and fast, but when it comes to family life, they have problems. But I am saying that at least this is one thing to check. If someone doesn't say prayer, doesn't fast, doesn't give zakat or khums, so don't try these people. If someone meets the expectations in this level, and then go further and check how good his akhlaq, how good his treatment of other people. So it's very unlikely. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's very unlikely to find a person who does not perform his duty towards Allah, and then you would be able to trust him all the time. Yes, in the time of ease, when there is no problem, no challenge, you may be able to trust him. But as soon as sacrifice is needed, as soon as loyalty and commitment requires to sacrifice his comfort, then you would see that this person would betray you. So never trust people who are not obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Baqir alayhi salam was advised by his father Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. One of the people that you should avoid are those who are fasiq, those who are sinful. Iyyaka wa musahabata al-fasiq. Imam Zainul Abidin told his son Imam Baqir, be careful about befriending those who are sinful. فَإِنَّهُ بَايِعُكَ بِأَكْلَةٍ أَوْ أَقَلَّ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. He would sell you for one bite, for little food, for little money, he would sell you. If people offer him something more than what he can gain from you, he would betray you, he would leave you. And you would be very disappointed. Sometimes this happens especially for the youths. They become emotionally very much attached to a person, and then that person is not really loving them, really not having any care for them. And when they find someone else, they leave them. And this person's heart is broken. It's a disaster. He feels that this is the end of dunya because he has been betrayed. We have to be careful in the first place. We should not leave our heart develop love towards people unless we have checked them. Another group of people are those who are fearful. Those who are fearful, they make you also fearful. Those who are fearful would always ask you to be not taking any big decision, not to do anything serious. They would want only to be pleased with the little. They don't want to take any necessary risk. They don't want to jump for progress. They don't want to be ambitious because they are always worried. Maybe I'm going to lose this little that I have. A mu'min has to be brave. A mu'min has to be ambitious. And at the same time, of course, to be careful. But to be fearful is not good. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, لا تصادق ولا تؤاخي أربعة. Don't choose as friend, as brother, four group of people. Al-ahmaq, those who are stupid. Wal-bakhil, those who are miserly. Wal-jaban, those who are fearful. Wal-kathab, those who tell lies. You should avoid these people. And then Imam Baqir explained why. With respect to those who are fearful, he said, he is the person that would run away quickly. When you need help, he runs away. And also makes you gradually a person like him, so that you would also be running away from any threat. You would not be able to defend your family. You would not be able to defend your community. You would not be able to defend your country. You would not be able to defend your religion because you are a fearful person. Another group of people are those people that are unfortunately after heresies, heretical ideas. You know, bid'ah. What is bid'ah? What is heresy? Today we have, unfortunately, some people who are very close-minded. Anything new, they say it is bid'ah. Anything that didn't exist in the time of the Prophet, they say this is bid'ah. So according to them, schools, universities, traffic regulation, all are bid'ah because these are new. Anything new, they say is bid'ah. To have parliament is bid'ah. To have president is bid'ah. And bid'ah is haram. This is not our understanding of bid'ah. Our understanding of bid'ah is, as our ulama have explained, إدخال ما ليس من الدين في الدين. If you associate, attribute to religion as a requirement of religion, as part of religion, something which is not part of religion, this is heresy. For example, if I say that this practice, for example, this particular salat is a sunnah, something is recommended in Islam, and I don't have any evidence for that, this is bid'ah. Although it is salat, but this salat was not part of religion. This was not recommended by the Prophet and Imams. إِدْخَالُ مَا لَيْسَ مِنَ الدِّينِ فِي الدِّينِ. I am bringing into religion my own package, my own idea. And I am saying this is religious. But if over time, through my experiences, through development of sciences, We come up with new ideas, new techniques, new skills, new type of management, and we do it. This is not bid'ah, because we are not saying that this is something which is part of religion. We are not making it sacred. For example, based on our experience, we think that it is good to have parliament separate from judiciary system, separate from executive power. This is the model that we may find useful. No problem in using this. This is not bid'ah, because we didn't say this is Islamic in the sense that this is sacred and no one can touch it. Maybe in future we find another model of making it four or two or one. That's not important. Using new techniques, using new ideas, it's not by itself as a problem, and Islam is a religion which welcomes innovative ideas. But heresy is to bring your own ideas into religion and gave it religious significance, to say this is Islamic, this is sacred, this is something that should not be touched and changed. This is bid'ah. A group of people that we should avoid befriending them are those who are heretics. They are after heresies created by other people, or they have their own heretical ideas. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "La tashabu ahl al bid'ah, wa la tujalisuhum." Do not become companion of heretics, and do not sit with them. First, you would be affected by them. Second, your friendship with them would support them. If there are people who are fabricating new ideas, new practices in Islam, and they give it name of Islamic practices, if you go with them and become their friend, sit with them, attend their programs, attend their majalis, you would be helping them and supporting them. Ahlul Bayt are very clear that we have to distance ourselves from heretics. لا تصحبوا أهل البدع ولا تجالسوهم فتصيروا عند الناس كواحد منهم. People would consider you as one of them. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله وقرينه. A person is counted as a person who adheres to the religion of his friend and companion. When people see that you are friend of a heretical group, then they consider you as one of them. They say you must be a member of them. So we have to be careful. If there is any group, any center, any gathering, any circle that they have bad ideas, don't take part in those gatherings and those circles, because you would be counted as one of them, you would be supporting them. I stop here. Again, as I said in the beginning, inshallah, tonight we are going to have a special a'mal for the Nights of Qadr, and inshallah I'm going to have a second lecture in English after 12, after Dua-i Josh and Kabir. Inshallah we'll have English lecture to prepare for the Night of Qadr in the library, and inshallah we'll have Farsi lecture here at the same time for Laylatul Qadr. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins and mistakes, and inshallah clean us so that we can be ready for Laylatul Qadr, which is a night that throughout the year the believers, the pious people prepared themselves. 364 nights you should prepare yourself for this one night, which is better than 1,000 months. And inshallah we will explain the significance of this night inshallah in the lectures that we will have. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to witness Laylatul Qadr and inshallah achieve whatever we need for ourselves, for our family, for our community, for humanity. Especially inshallah our dua should be for the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, and we should request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tonight and the other nights of Qadr that make inshallah his appearance as soon as possible inshallah and as easy as possible inshallah. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Dar edame bahs khodamun dar baraye baradari va dosti ke ta be hal dashtim, مبحث دیگری که داریم عبارت است از روایاتی که در اونها سفارش شده که از بعضی از افراد ما باید فاصله بگیریم، با بعضی از افراد باید سعی کنیم صمیمی نشیم، خیلی با اونها خودی نشیم. نمیخواد آدم دعوا بکنه، نمیخواد دشمنی بکنه، اما لازم نیست انسان با هر کسی که دشمنی نمیکنه دوست بشه یا با هر کی که دوست نمیشه دشمنی کنه. بعضی هستن آدم باید کاری به کارشون نداشته باشه، روابطش رو با اونها خیلی حداقل تنظیم بکنه. یک دسته از اینها کسانی هستن که افراد نابخرد، افراد ابله، افرادی که درک و شعور درست حسابی ندارن. امام صادق علیه السلام فرمودن ایاک و صحبت الاحمق الكذاب. امام صادق فرمودن برحذر باشید از همدمی با افراد نابخرد. نابخرد نه اینکه یه دیوانه زنجیری باشه، نابخرد نه اینکه یعنی مثلا تو تیمارستان باشه، نه، خیلی از افراد عادی اینها وقتی که به تصمیم گیری میرسه، وقتی که به انتخاب راه درست میرسه، برخورد درست میرسه، خردمندانه رفتار نمی کنن. آدم های خردمند زیاد نیستن. ما باید سعی کنیم که با اونها دوست بشیم و افرادی که نابخردن، تحت تأثیر احساسات، تحت تأثیر عواطف، با شتاب، با عجله تصمیم گیری میکنند، از اینها برحذر باشیم. بعد امام صادق فرمودن این افراد نابخرد وقتی دوست شما باشن میخوانم که به شما نفع برسونن، ضرر میرسونن. مثل دوستی خال خرسه که ما میگیم، میخواد به شما نفع برسونه، ضرر میزنه، میخواد پشه رو از روی شما بلند کنه، سنگ میزنه رو سرتون، کلتون رو داغون میکنه. کسی که دوست درستی نیست، یه مشکل کوچیک شما دارید، یک نصیحتی به شما میکنه که مشکل دیگه اصلا قابل حل نیست. یه مشکل کوچیک خانوادی با یه عذرخواهی، با یه هدیه قابل حله، ولی یه ادوایسی به شما میده که دیگه 10 نفرم بیاری نمیتونی مشکل حل کنه. از این افراد باید اجتناب کرد. دسته دیگری که باید ازشون اجتناب کرد در دوستی، کسانی هستند که با اهداف مادی و دنیوی، با طمع به سوی ما میان. هم خودمون نباید اینجوری به سراغ کسی بریم، بذاریم کسی اینطوری ما رو فریب بده. امام صادق علیه السلام فرمودند برحذر باشید که با کسی معاخات و برادری بکنید که شما را برای طمع میخواد، از روی طمع یا خوف، ترس، حراس سراغ شما اومده. یه نفر اونجا قلدره مثلا، از ترس اومده با شما رفیق شده، ولی خیلی هم عاشق چشم ابروی شما نیست، ترس یه کسیه، یا به طمع یه چیزیه، یا برای خورد و خوراک دنبال یکی میگرده بیکار باشه با هم بشینن گپ بزنن، نمیدونم قلیون بکشن، رستوران برن، سینما برن، پارک برن، دنبال خود شما نی، دنبال یه نفری، حالا هر کسی میخواد شد، شما نشد یکی دیگه. روی اینا حساب نکنید، دل به اینا نبندید، این رفاقت ها اینطوری فایده ای نداره. بعد امام صادق فرمودن دنبال دوستی با افراد متقی باشید، ولو اینکه در تاریکی های زمین باید برید دنبالشون بگردید، ولو اینکه عمرتون را در این راه سپری کنید، این افراد رو برید پیدا کنید. به خصوص الان ماها که اینجا دور هستیم از جامعه اسلامی و خانواده و محیط اسلامی، یکی از چیزهایی که خیلی به ما کمک میکنه دوستان متقی متدین خردمند داشتن، برای خودمون، برای خانوادهمون، برای بچه هامون، در همه سطوح این رابطه بسیار میتونه مفید باشه. امیدواریم که با صمیمیتی که در دلهای شما هست، در قلبهای شما هست، انشاءالله این محفلمون امشب مورد توجه و عنایت خداوند متعال قرار بگیره و برای همدیگه دعا بکنیم، برای مشکلاتی که در عالم اسلام هست دعا کنیم، برای فلسطین، برای عراق، برای افغانستان، برای سوریه، برای همه جا، برای کشورمون ایران، همه جا دعا کنیم، به ویژه انشاءالله برای امام زمان عجل الله تعالی فرجه الشریف واقعا دعا کنیم که انشاءالله خداوند فرج حضرت را نزدیکتر بفرماید و ما را لایق این قرار بده که جزو زمین سازان انشاءالله ظهور با برکت اون حضرت انشاءالله باشیم. برای پدر و مادرها ذوی الحقوق هم دعا کنیم انشاءالله که از لحظه لحظه امشب و شبهای دیگر قدر بتونیم حد اکثر استفاده رو بکنیم. و صلی الله علی سیدنا محمد و آله الطیبین الطاهرین.